A jury in Provo, Utah, has found polygamist Tom Green guilty of bigamy and criminal non-support. Mr. Green has 5 wives and 29 children. The verdicts were returned late last night in the first major prosecution of polygamy in half a century. The jury's decision is expected to prompt other prosecutors to file charges against other polygamists. From Provo, NPR's Howard Berkus.
4 days of trial testimony and 3 hours of jury deliberations altered 50 years of history in Utah. It's been 50 years since any serious attempt to prosecute polygamy, and even then the effort failed. But last night, 5 women and 3 men did what no jury has done in 5 decades. They said guilty 5 times, convicting Tom Green, the most visible polygamist around.
There's been hundreds of good men in this state who were the founding fathers of this state who went to prison for the very same thing. It's an honor to go to prison for my beliefs. If I have to do that, hope I don't have to go to prison, though.
Green may end up in prison for 25 years. That's the maximum sentence for the 4 bigamy convictions and the single guilty verdict for criminal non-support. Green failed to reimburse the state more than $50,000 in welfare payments to his wives and kids. He says he was ready to begin reimbursement when the prosecutor filed charges. A judge will sentence Green at the end of next month. After the verdict, Green lashed out at politicians in Utah who are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The church brought polygamy here 150 years ago before abandoning the practice 40 years later.
I think the leaders in Utah are the spineless, gutless ones who've turned their back on their own heritage, their own ancestors, and then they raised their children in a church that was started by immoral criminals who were polygamous. That's what's hypocritical to me.
Green and thousands of other polygamists believe polygamy should still be part of the Mormon faith. But faithful Mormons believe their church was led away from polygamy by God. The jury comes from the most orthodox Mormon county in the state. NPR obtained copies of the jury selection questionnaires. They reveal that none of the jurors are themselves polygamists or know anyone involved in plural marriage. But 3 have ancestors who engaged in the practice, 5 indicated membership in the Mormon Church. All but 2 have lived in Utah at least 25 years, so their rejection of modern polygamy is a watershed event, says Douglas White, an attorney for an anti-polygamy group.
And you know, and the people in Utah are not the people that were here 100 years ago. Where there's a new generation of Utahns here. They've looked at this again, and they've decided, however we say that, that this is just not going to be tolerated anymore. People are tired of it.
The difference now, White says, are reports linking some polygamists to welfare, incest, and child marriages. The Green case has elements of each, and prosecutor David Levitt emphasized that during the trial. He said Tom Green's polygamy was essentially subsidized by taxpayers, with more than $100,000 in public assistance for the Greens. He distributed a family tree to jurors, showing Green married 3 sets of sisters, 2 mothers-in-law, and a pair of cousins. And he reminded the jury as often as possible that Green's wives were 13 to 16 years old when they first married.
I think that defies logic that a girl who goes to the county courthouse at 14, whose mother is already married to a man, whose marriage license is witnessed by her mother and her aunt, who were raised in the polygamous subculture, it defies logic that those relationships started in a normal and healthy sense.
In fact, Levitt has filed a child rape charge against Green for conceiving a baby with head wife Linda when she was 13 years old. That case awaits pretrial hearings. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Provo, Utah.